Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, June 5th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Potlatch Deltic will be buying Catchmark Timber for more than $600 million. Also making headlines last week, Kruger Incorporated has completed the purchase of Domtar's Canloops pulp mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, June 3rd at 45.05. That's up 18 points, or 0.4%, from the May 27th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 4-3 margin. And over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.4%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Catchmark Timber, gaining 40%, followed by Vertiv, up 6.8%. The biggest decliner for the week was Rayonier Advanced Materials, closing down 14.5%. Over the past year, Vertiv has been the top performer, up 142%, while the deepest decliner has been IT Tech Packaging, down by 68%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.4%, while the PM40 is up 2.9%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline High Prairie, Alberta, Canada. Tolko announces plans after fire. Tolko Industries says damage and repairs are still being investigated after a fire back on May 20th at a plant west of High Prairie. Quote, "It's a difficult situation for Tolko's employees and the community," said Fred Chin, Tolko's vice president of the strand board business, on the company's website on May 27th. Chen continues, quote, "Work has started on how we can minimize the impact of lost time on people and their families. We want to assure everybody that we will soon put a recovery plan in place that will also allow us to get the High Prairie plant back up and operational. Alberta Occupational Health and Safety has approved a phased approach to accessing the site following this fire. Tradespeople were allowed on site to start restoring power to areas that were unrestricted, and on May 30th, operations teams started cleanup in the restricted areas. The company updated that it expected it will take several weeks to determine the detailed repair plans and the timing for a restart." Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Bakelite Synthetics completes acquisition of Georgia Pacific Chemicals. Bakelite Synthetics is pleased to announce the completion of its previously announced acquisition of Georgia Pacific's chemicals business. With this acquisition, and after over 100 years of development through legacy companies as a global phenolics leader, Bakelite Synthetics adds to its strong portfolio of products, brand, and customers, as well as building on its growth strategy of delivering innovative solutions to customers in a sustainable manner, the company said. Georgia Pacific Chemicals brings with it complementary resin and formaldehyde technology and in markets in the building materials, transportation, industrial, chemical, intermediate, and specialty resins space. The acquisition includes 11 chemical facilities employing approximately 600 folks in the U.S. and South America. The company's new headquarters will be based in Atlanta, Georgia, and the combined company will consist of approximately 1,500 associates and 21 manufacturing sites operating in 10 countries. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Helsinki. UPM Raflatac accelerates its growth in label materials and enters new product segments by acquiring AMC Meiji. UPM Raflatac has signed an agreement to acquire AMC AG, also known as Advanced Methods of Coating, a German-based company. This acquisition accelerates growth and expands the product offerings of UPM Raflatac, the company said. Both parties have agreed not to disclose the purchase price or other transaction details. The transaction is expected to close at the latest in the third quarter of 2022. Now, that seems to be disclosing other transaction details, and the closing of the acquisition is subject to regulatory approvals, which is also disclosing other transaction details. With this acquisition, UPM continues its strategic path, adding to the organic growth of the attractive specialty packaging material value chain and strengthen the company's transformation and long-term value creation of one of its three spearheads of growth. AMC AG, founded in 1996 with roots going back to 1959, is a private company with long-term private owners. The company has two production sites in northern Germany. And we'll be back right after this. Attention employers and job seekers, it just makes sense for the pulp and paper industry to have its own uncluttered career center. Jobs, powered by Popritalo Publications, is the place to be in the pulp and paper industry. Located at www.onlypulpandpaperjobs.com, it is the site for those of us focused on the pulp and paper industry. Check out onlypulpandpaperjobs.com today. That's onlypulpandpaperjobs.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Potlatch Deltic to buy CatchMark Timber for more than $600 million. Potlatch Deltic Corporation, a real estate investment trust focused on owning timberland, has agreed to buy rival CatchMark Timber Trust Incorporated in an all-stock deal that values CatchMark at more than $600 million U.S. dollars. Now, the combined company is expected to have a market valuation of more than $4 billion. It will own about 2.2 million acres of timberlands, including 626,000 acres in Idaho and more than 1.5 million acres in the U.S. South. Potlatch Deltic shareholders will own about 86% of the combined company to REITs, and CatchMark shareholders will receive 2.23 shares of Potlatch Deltic stock for each CatchMark timber stock they owned. Based on the closing prices of the day that the deal was done, the deal reflects a price of $12.88 for each share of CatchMark Timber, a 55% premium. I'll say that again, a 55% premium, the company said. Here comes a quote, quote, "With CatchMark, we gain significant scale in three states and diversify our timberland holdings into some of the strongest markets in the U.S. South," Potlatch Deltic Chief Executive Eric Kramers said. Eric continues, quote, "In addition, the location of CatchMark Timber's land near large population centers provides attractive rural real estate sales opportunities," end of quote. The deal is expected to close in the second half of 2022. Dateline Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Hazmat situation at Pixel Stevens Point Mill. Several fire departments and what appeared to be hazmat units were called to assist at an incident in Stevens Point on May 26th. Stevens Point Fire Chief J.B. Moody confirmed there was a sulfuric acid spill at Pixel Specialty Solutions in Stevens Point. The department called in help of surrounding departments, including the Plover Fire Department's hazmat team. After a while, the scene was evaluated and the spill was contained. A cleanup crew was called in to clean the area and left the scene. Moody said that the public was never in any danger and the mill was not evacuated. Authorities do not know yet what has caused the spill. Dateline Jacksonville, Florida. Sunny Jacksonville, Florida. Rainier Advanced Materials, CEO, is out after only 5 months. Rainier Advanced Materials announced on Tuesday and said that the Vito Consiglio has stepped down as president, chief executive, and a director by mutual agreement with the board after just 5 months at the helm of the cellulose products maker. The Jacksonville, Florida company said Delisle W. Bloomquist, a board member since 2014 who became chairman in May of 2020, will now serve as president and CEO. Rainier Advanced Materials, which 2 years ago separated the post of chairman and CEO, said board member Lisa Palumbo succeeds Mr. Bloomquist as a non-executive chairman. Mr. Consiglio joined Rainier at the start of this year to succeed Paul Boynton upon Boynton's retirement as president and CEO. His appointment included an initial base salary of $1 million and an annual bonus with a target bonus of 100% of his base pay. But he's out after only 5 months. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paperitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paperitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Kamloops, British Columbia. Kruger Incorporated completes the purchase of Domtar's Kamloops pulp mill. Kruger is pleased to announce that its affiliate Kruger Specialty Papers Holdings, LP, has completed the acquisition of Domtar's pulp mill in Kamloops, British Columbia. The Kamloops facility, which manufactures northern bleached softwood kraft pulp, also known affectionately as NBSK, and unbleached softwood kraft pulp, will continue to operate as usual, honoring all existing volume commitments and agreements with customers and suppliers. Kruger says the mill's 320 jobs will be maintained. In addition, Kruger intends to maintain ongoing initiatives to continue modernizing the Kamloops mill. Kruger says this acquisition will also enable Kruger to secure the supply of high-quality pulp for some of its paper mills, including those in Quebec, where the company is investing another $1 billion approximately for the construction of two state-of-the-art tissue plants. The company also recognizes the important role that the Kamloops mill plays in the Thompson-Oconian region and will work closely with local sawmills and wood fiber suppliers to strengthen relationships with these key partners. Dateline, New Jersey. Mark Hall Paper Mill destroyed by massive fire will be a site of a new warehouse. Mark Hall Paper and a real estate developer said this past Tuesday that they plan to build a multi-million-dollar industrial building on the Bergen County site where the paper mill was destroyed in a massive fire 3 years ago. The paper company in Crow Holdings Development announced plans to construct a 206,000-square-foot state-of-the-art distribution facility on a portion of the Mark Hall property along Market Street in Elmwood Park. The construction phase of the project is expected to generate $34 million in revenue for the county and another $38 million for New Jersey, along with 140 temporary jobs, Crow said in a statement. Following the construction, operations at the new facility will result in an economic impact of about $28 million a year in the state, generate 240 full-time jobs, and result in about $630,000 in new property taxes to the borough, its school district, and the county, the statements said. now is for history. The historic paper mill went up in flames about 5 p.m. on January 30th, 2019. Fueled by whipping winds, the plant quickly turned into an inferno, even as firefighters from 50 companies worked to extinguish the blaze. The blaze, which started in a northeasternmost building on the property where large rolls of paper were stored, destroyed 31 of 36 buildings. The mill employed about 500 folks. About 200 people were on the premises when the blaze began, and everyone got out safely, officials said. Dateline Richmond, British Columbia. Paper Excellence Canada publishes sustainability report. Last week, Paper Excellence Canada has published its second sustainability report, which is called this, Building Strong Relationships. Building Strong Relationships reviews 2021 and looks at both the company's achievements and its opportunities to do better. In particular, it highlights the work that Paper Excellence did in building relationships with the indigenous communities in whose traditional territories the company operates and its corporate giving campaign, which had a greatly increased budget in 2021. The report also looks at the company's environmental and economic impacts nationally on a mill-by-mill basis. From an environmental standpoint, 85% of the company's total energy was renewable in 2021, and the company continued to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, now down by 66% since 1990, 32 years ago. From an economic perspective, the total economic activity created by Paper Excellence Canada operations was $4.8 billion. The full report can be found on Paper Excellence's website, and you can also find it on Nip Impressions' website under the story of Paper Excellence Sustainability Report at www.nipimpressions.com. That's www.nipimpressions.com. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.